US President Donald Trump says he's ordered the Pentagon to prepare for potential military action in Nigeria if it fails to crack down on the killing of Christians. He's also warned that the US would go in, quote, with guns a-blazing to wipe out Islamic terrorists committing these horrible atrocities. Nigeria's President Bola Ahmed Tinubu has rejected Mr. Trump's claims, saying the country protects citizens of all faiths and celebrates its religious diversity. Namdi Abassi is a senior advisor for the International Crisis Group in Nigeria. I spoke to him a short time ago.
Thank you, Sally.
What's the reaction been like in Nigeria to these remarks from Donald Trump, Namdi?
The official reaction has again been that the killings in Nigeria are misread and exaggerated and do not call for the kinds of reaction that the United States government has pronounced. But then this evening, we also heard that the presidency here is planning for a meeting with between President Bola Tinubu and President Donald Trump. But there's no indication of when or where that meeting would hold. Otherwise, there's also be a great deal of pushback against U.S. unilateral intervention in Nigeria. Some people think it would be counterproductive. It would exacerbate, you know, rather than help in resolving the problems in Nigeria.
What's the reality of the violence in Nigeria when it comes to violence between Christians and Muslims?
Well, let me say right away that it's a lot more complex than the United States government is being led to believe. Nigeria is battling several complex security challenges resulting from religious extremism, from banditry, resource competitions exacerbated by climate change, communal disputes, and so on and so forth. And these challenges have resulted in the killings of both Christians and Muslims by a variety of groups, some Islamist groups, some bandit groups, some other armed militia groups. So basically, both Christians and Muslims have been victims. And the narrative that seeks to frame the situation largely as a mass slaughter of Christians grossly misrepresents the reality.
Is there anger from any people in Nigeria or from the official level to these latest comments from Donald Trump?
Yes, there is, depending on who you are speaking with. I've heard people saying, well, you know, there have also been mass shootings in churches in the U.S. The U.S. has its own problems and is overstepping the bounds of respect between countries and trying to carry out a unilateral operation in Nigeria. There has been a call for the severance of diplomatic relations with the U.S., you know, because of this action or statements that are seen as very disrespectful of Nigeria. There's also the view that Nigeria needs more help and more support and maybe more pressure from the international community to act, you know, rather than, you know, being isolated and being cut off from both economic and military aid. I think, on the other hand, there are also people who are quietly, you know, happy that the government is being pushed to do something better. I mean, most Nigerians always thought that the government could do better in, you know, reining in the armed groups and ending the violence and sanctioning perpetrators. So to that extent, there are people who are quietly happy that some pressure is being brought to bear on the government, you know, to do things with a little sense of urgency.
Does the United States have much of a troop presence or military presence in West Africa currently?
No, it doesn't. Basically, in the Sahel countries that broke away from the economic community of West African states, there's a very strong anti-American sentiment. But in the rest of the region, there is also a very cautious approach to receiving U.S. troops. The feeling usually is that it doesn't solve any problems and local forces should be empowered to defend their countries rather than, you know, harboring foreign troops.
Prior to the start of the second Trump administration, was the US providing much aid to Nigeria?
Yes, it did provide, you know, significant aid, especially through the United States Agency for International Development and, you know, through several other channels. But at the same time, as you know, Nigeria is itself, basically a resource-rich country that wouldn't need much aid if it was well-governed. So a cut of U.S. aid to Nigeria, it will have an impact, but it will not have a crippling effect as it would have maybe in some other countries.
And what's the current backdrop on issues such as the performance of the economy and corruption in Nigeria right now, Nnamdi?
Well, the government has figures that show that the economy is doing better on the aggregate at the macro level. But at the level of individuals, it's still a very difficult situation. The termination of the fuel subsidy, the deregulation of the exchange rate in 2023 by the Tinubu administration has driven inflation and poverty to higher levels than before. So there is a great deal of discontent about the government's economic management. But as I said, the government also points to the other side, that it's done well in certain areas. It has stabilized inflation. It stabilized the exchange rate. It has reduced oil theft and therefore earning more revenues. So it depends on who you are listening to. But there is a lot of dissatisfaction with the results of the economic reforms. There's also a feeling that corruption is not being vigorously tackled, and maybe it's even more now than it was before. But then the government on its side keeps insisting that, you know, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission is delivering better results and that it's getting a hold of a better hold of corruption in the country.
Do Western nations, do they fully understand Nigeria well enough to be able to calibrate their relationship? As you say, on the one hand, there are issues like corruption and there's been some aid, but also this is Africa's most populous nation. It's growing. Population in Africa across overall is growing as well. Does the West know how to have a modern relationship with Nigeria?
I think there's a lot more understanding from the European Union countries, you know, about the situation in Nigeria. Apparently also because they've had stronger relations, you know, dating back to colonial times. I don't think there is as much clarity in American understanding of the nuances and complications of Nigeria's security and economic and political challenges. And that's why we're having this kind of framing of Nigeria as a country of special concern, particular concern.
Nnamdi Abassi, thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. My pleasure, always.